Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Right, we're recording.
So,
you guys, we are on the road again today.
Yes, we're bringing you on a road.
We're bringing you
movers realness.
Yeah, sweaty, sticky, hot. We have everything.
This is a new club. And for the record, that means that Ricky's been moving for about an hour, and I've been moving for about five.
Right. Well, first, I didn't know you were moving until yesterday, like at 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
So
it was a very it wasn't a last minute decision to move today. It was I was going to move this weekend anyway. But it was a very last minute decision to like ask people for help. So initially I was just going to do all this by myself.
God. Well, you wouldn't have been able to do it.
Except the bed, because that I would have never been able to do the bed. Like I would have been able to get it down. I would have never been able to like.
Didn't you have like a chest of drawers too that you need to take down?
No,
that's good.
I did that. I got rid of my dresser drawers and stuff because I just felt like that was. I didn't
waste
need
of space.
One. Yeah, it's a waste of space, plus I could hang it. I prefer everything to hang.
Mm-hmm.
So,
We're helping move, and I'm, like, I didn't even move a lot of stuff, and I'm like, fuck, I'm tired, because of those stairs.
It's, yeah.
It's crazy.
I live on the third floor, y'all. It's... Actually,
it's four flights, though.
Yes. It actually wouldn't have been so bad, especially because the weather is really pretty.
Oof.
It's really nice today. It wouldn't be so bad if I didn't live so high up.
Right. And so we are now heading over to Roger's house, which takes about 3 hours to get there. So we'll have a really long show today.
We're on an excursion.
So what's been going on?
Other than the moving, nothing. Just that and work. And I took a couple of days off because, you know, it was 4th of July yesterday. And so I was off on Thursday, off yesterday, and then I'm off till Tuesday. So I go back to work on Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to finish... moving as much as I can today, and then depending on how much else I have left, I will probably come back, clean up whatever's left in the place, whatever I have left to move, then take it back to my mom's house, and then set up my place to then pack bags to go to my friend's house, because I have to babysit their dogs, because them babies are coming. So it's going to be a whirlwind.
Have they been born yet?
No, they will be born on Tuesday. Assuming that she doesn't go into labor between now and Tuesday.
So they take them the same day that they're born?
Like no,
they
don't no, stay no, with no. The mom? They're going to stay there. No, because the mom is not really the mom. So they have to stay there for a couple days to get everything situated with the cords. Assuming that everything is healthy with the babies. So, if there's nothing wrong with the babies, then they'll be able to take them within 2 days. But if there's anything, like, if there's any complications with the babies will have to stay there. They have no choice. They have to stay. So, you know, they're hoping that everything is healthy with the babies. So far, everything seems normal, and everything seems, you know, healthy. So, we're looking at having these babies... on Tuesday, and they should be coming...
Next Tuesday?
No, this Tuesday. This coming Tuesday.
Oh.
I guess next Tuesday. And then they should be here. They're assuming that if everything goes okay, that they'll be here. They'll be back in Chicago by Friday. But I have a sneaky suspicion that they're not going to be back by Friday.
Because
they're two babies, and I think that, you know, there's always... not necessarily complications, but there's always some sort of, like, you know, because one always gets more than the other.
Well, and they're, like, brand new. I mean, well, usually the mom and the baby goes home together, and they're in the same day, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and that's if they're healthy, yeah, and typically they do.
But the kids aren't going home with their mom, so I think it's a little different.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what, you know, how long it's going to actually take them to get home or not. And, you know, other part of this whole sort of picture is that they, you know, they have to feed them every, like, 2 hours if they're up. And because they're brand new babies, you know, they're not adjusted to, like, sunlight. They're not adjusted to, you know, the outside world. So
Right. They're
going to, you know, it's going to be a lot to try to get them to sleep and then to feed them every 2 hours.
But don't they have a nighttime nurse doing that?
Well, they will when they get here, but they're driving. They're not flying.
Oh.
Yeah, they're driving back. So that's going to be, it's going to be really interesting to see. I mean, they're going to be driving with two newborns.
In car seats
for 5.5 to 6 hours. So that's essentially going to take them, like,
Forever
to get here. Yeah, I actually feel, you know, it'll be good for them because they need that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bonding time or whatever, but it's going to be a difficult ride, you know, to say the least, so.
Yeah, how is that going to work? Well, I know the babies will sit in the back, but are one of them going to sit in the back with them?
No, they're going to sit both in the front, so they're just going to, you know, what I've told them and what a lot of people have told them is to just drive for as long as you can without pulling over, mm-hmm. you know, and feeding them and whatever. So if they're still sleeping and 2 hours have gone by, keep driving.
Right.
Because the best part about it is that you want them to get used to sleeping because they're, you know, that's the one thing that they don't, like, that,
know about.
That, like, right, their timing is so off now that they're out. So,
I'm coming out.
Right.
I want the world to know. I need to get on my sleep schedule.
Right.
That's what they sing.
Exactly. In their head. Out loud when they're crying. So it's going to be exciting, but I mean, these next couple days and
weeks. Well, oh my God, they're going to get like mom syndrome.
Well, and then the thing is that I'm going to be kind of living there part-time. So I'll be part-time with there and part-time at my mom's house. So I'm not really living with my mom full-time. Because now that they'll have the babies, they've already asked me. They're like, you know, you could just leave. You could just stay here with us. Like, it'll be closer for your work. It'll be closer for a lot of other stuff. Plus, you'll be able to, you know, help us out with the babies. Like, obviously, you don't have to pay rent or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'll probably be staying with them a lot more than my mom's house, just because the convenience of, like, being so close to work. But I still need to get everything situated at my mom's house because I will eventually have to go stay at my mom's house at some point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for right now, for right now, I think the agreement that I've sort of said to my mom is I would stay with my mom Tuesday through Thursday, and then Thursday night through Monday night, I would stay with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming back home Monday night, you know, in the evenings, I'd come back home Monday and I'd stay with my mom and whatever, so. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I mean, that's really taxing on me just because, like, all the travel and all the. Asshole.
Oh my God. That bitch is stupid.
All the, like, traveling and all the, like, making sure that I have clothes. Like, I could probably leave my work clothes at their house.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and not have to worry about, like, traveling so much with that. But it's just other stuff, you know? But anyway, so how was your week?
My week was good. I actually, this coming up Wednesday, I start the first day of my new position.
Oh my God,
which I'm super excited.
But
like last night for July 4th, we went over to my friend Mark and Jeffrey's house and they had a barbecue.
How was that?
It was really good. We had hamburgers and hot dogs and ribs. And then...
Ooh, that makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Mm.
Now I get where you get that from. I totally...
You were like, okay.
You know what?
No, so normally people say thank you.
Right, so I was like totally not what I was expecting to hear. But I did, and then I'll tell you
and
why.
And it was the 4th of July.
And I'll tell you why, though, because I saw the movie yesterday. So it all made sense to me, like, when you had, so I was like, oh, that's what he fucking meant. I was like, God, I totally missed that. I'm usually good with, like, little sayings, little movie sayings. I totally missed that. And after I was watching, when I was watching
the movie, like the lady from The Orange is the New Black.
Oh, what is her
the
name?
The lesbian.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What, the Trucker Dyquin.
Yeah, she had the little. She had the dog, Little Boo.
Mm-hmm. Little Boo. Oh, it's Big Boo, right?
Yeah, that's Big Boo.
That's her name, Big Boo. So, yeah, and it was pretty nice. I had a little bit too much to drink. I had a lot of beers. But,
Lushy.
We were supposed to talk about the book. Jeremy Scott. Lesbian. book, but we're going to do that when we're recording in a regular studio.
In a regular room. Studio audience.
So, Jeremy, if you're listening, I'm sorry we didn't get it on the show, but it's because we're driving and we want to actually have the copies of the book.
Yes.
Because I marked some things I want to read from it.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. I have like little folded corners on mine.
I stopped doing that more towards the middle or the end of the book because I was mostly on the bus. And,
Ooh, he's cute.
Ooh, his girl looks bitchy. But I was always on the bus and I ran out of Post-its, so I didn't have anything to, like, tear and put inside the book.
Oh.
But you guys make sure you listen because we're giving away a copy of the book. It's a signed
copy.
We
need to figure out how we're going to give that book away because I think we need to make them work for it a little bit. Because let me tell you something. This book, first of all, this book is, it's pretty good.
Well, we're not going to go into it, but it is a pretty good book.
Yes.
Not pretty good. It's really good.
Yes. Also, just so you know, we are also potentially getting another book that we're going to read. Potentially. I've reached out to a fellow gay author who is also a friend of mine on Facebook. And he's reached out to his publisher. So we're hopefully we'll get a book. Copies for that. And I asked to see if we can get signed copies. So I'm not sure if we'll be able to get the signed copies. But he did reach out to...
girl, swish it. Girl in your camo shorts.
I know. but we are looking to get another author that that will be able to review.
Well, you know, I got a lot of books to read, too. So...
Okay.
Like, I'm trying to get through this one book for me and my friend.
I mean,
just
sashay.
I wish we could do video at the same time. I mean, just... Come on. We got it. You're a prissy.
We get it. You're a bottom.
So, yeah, other than that, not much has been going on.
What other books do you have
to
read?
Can we talk about? Oh, I got a bunch of books that I go on Amazon when I'm high on Ambien and I look at books and I'm like, oh, I would totally read that. And then I forget that I bought it. Like, 3 weeks later, I'm like, oh, what's this new book in my... But I do have a lot of books to read, and also I want to read...
Wait, you don't buy books through iBook, or you buy them through...
I buy them through Amazon on my
Oh, because you like the physical Kindle. Books, right?
No, I get it on my Kindle. Mm. I have a Kindle app. I don't like the iBook store.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like it. I mean, I'm all about, like, Apple, but I don't like their iBook stuff.
I'm not a huge fan... Okay, right in the middle of the street.
Yeah,
thank you.
Just... Bikers don't think they applied the rules. They don't have to go buy them.
Morons. No, I go through iBooks.
But Amazon's cheaper sometimes, usually, than Apple.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes they are, yeah.
But I do like the physical book. It was really nice with Jeremy's book to have
Turn
a physical
pages.
Copy.
Yeah.
And then, like, I had a couple people ask me, oh, what book is that? So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I do.
And then people think you're smart because you're reading.
Instead of like this on your...
Right. And they're like, oh, he's on Facebook.
You know, I do have to say that there have been a few interesting comments on like e-readers and like iPads and all that shit. And a lot of people, interestingly enough, Baron Frosty mentioned this on one of his posts on Facebook. He had said that he likes just having the Kindle reader because it forces him to read and not have to be on
other apps
and have all that access, which I'm kind of leaning on. That's what I think I'm going to do is just to have it solely for books.
I would like to have that too. Like the Paperwhite would be fine with me.
Yeah. But then I think I'm like, God, another fucking device.
And to
then
plug in. But the good thing about Kindle is like, you don't have to plug it in for like every 30 days or something.
Right. Because I mean, it lasts so long.
Yeah. I had a Kindle and I gave it to my friend Samantha because she likes to read. And it's like changed her life because she likes to read books and they were always like heavy and she... You know,
I'm sure. So. Yeah. Well, see, that's another thing. Like, I like the idea of just I do like the whole like feeling of having a book in your hand. I do prefer that. But then, you know, I just don't have room for it. Clearly, as you see, the shit that we just moved.
When it's a heavy book, it hurts your hand when you're holding it.
Yes.
Like, have you ever experienced that when you have, like, a hardback and you're, like, trying to hold it that?
Yes, and it's really odd to, like, where the fuck did they go? They're so far behind. yes, I completely understand that. And you're, like, sitting there trying to hold it. So I get that, and I agree, but then at the same time, it's like, yeah, but do I really want to have, like, 18 electronic devices? I do like the fact that you can now read on your computer.
I don't like reading on my computer.
That I do like. News. That I do like because if I'm sitting in bed, I don't want to, like, I don't want to have to be holding or I can just sit it on, I can prop it on top of the table.
Oh, I forget. You don't have an iPad, right?
I used to. I gave it to my mom.
So you could, but you could totally get a Kindle. I mean, because you don't have an iPad. See, I have an iPad. It'd be kind of useless for me to get a Kindle.
And you have an iPad mini.
Well, no. Tony has the iPad. I have the iPad mini.
Oh, I got it. So he's right, because you gave him an iPad.
No, actually, I sold my iPad 2 and then got him one for Christmas.
Like, oh, so you got him the newest one?
So.
That's lucky him.
He's got a good boyfriend, what can I say? Or, excuse me, fiance now.
Exactly, I was going to say.
I have to get used to saying that. It's weird.
It is.
So, I have a question to the listeners, too.
Okay.
Like, I've been having, like, issues with, like, my shoulders and my neck hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, like, the past couple weeks, and it's progressively getting worse. And I've been thinking about going to a chiropractor, but I'm kind of scared.
I've been to a chiropractor. Chiropractors in Western medicine are seen as laughable.
Not real doctors, right?
Yeah, well, they're just laughable. They're just like, oh, they don't practice real medicine. That's what doctors will tell you. Because doctors have their fucking heads up their ass. However, I've been to a chiropractor, and let me just tell you, fuck, it did wonders for me. And if I could afford to go to a chiropractor, well, now I can. But if I could, I used to go, like, once. Like, I used to go every day, because, mm-hmm. like, if you want to get on a good treatment, like, you start off for, like, the first two or three months, you start off every day,
mm-hmm.
and then you progress to the next level, which is, like, two times a week, and then, or two or three times a week, and then the next level would be, like, once a week, and then it goes down to once a week. So it's, like, and that is to
once they get your shit right, then you're doing good. Well,
but
see,
if
the
it's
thing
a good
is,
chiropractor, if it's a good chiropractor, he can do that, you know, he or she can do that in a very short amount of time.
Well, my insurance covers chiropractics.
That's good.
So I only have to pay a $30 copay.
Yeah, I had to pay $25 for mine.
So, and there's this place in Evanston I've been thinking of going about. My, one of my coworkers go there, but, well, this is my problem. I was really interested in it, and then I went on YouTube and started watching videos, and then it just got me kind of really scared, because the way they, like, throw your, like, head around and, like, thrust your, like, pelvis to the opposite side, I'm like, how the fuck does that work?
Okay, so I had my...
And I can tell one of my legs is shorter than the other. So that's
probably because your hips are out of alignment.
Uh-huh.
So mine were out of alignment. So my left hip was higher than my right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I could tell, because, like, certain times, like, if I did certain movements, it would hurt.
Right.
So when he slams you, like, when I say slam, it's not really, he's not really slamming you. He's, like, really, there's a contraption in the table
uh-huh.
that moves up and down that allows you, that moves you up and down with it,
uh-huh.
that allows it to bounce it back into, and it doesn't hurt, like, you don't, sometimes you do cut.
But I hear
sore.
It, it's just like, especially when they do the necks, when they're doing,
the
like,
neck thing was weird,
the neck thing was weird,
I will have to say, every time we crack my neck, because he would like, and then it's like, I'm not even lying to you, it felt like heaven. It felt like heaven.
I don't know if I can relax my head and neck enough for them
you
to
will,
be able to do it.
You will,
because
you lay on the table like if they're giving you a massage.
Maybe I'll just need to take some extra Xanax that day. No, I'll take an Ambien. I'll be real CPCs.
You'll be laid out on the table like...
They, like, take a deep breath and breathe out. No, I didn't say stop breathing.
No, it's a really... It's a... I if I could do it... I would do it every day. Because it would, I just would feel better.
So, listeners, what do you think? Have you been to a chiropractor? Did you enjoy it? I mean, I know that in order to them to fix you, that sometimes it's probably going to hurt, I would think.
Yeah, sometimes.
But and do I have a reasonable, like, fear of going to a chiropractor? Because what other doctor do you go to for that kind of stuff? You can't go to, like Ileana was saying to go to an orthopedic specialist, but they only concentrate on one part of your body, right? It's not like they do...
Orthopedic? Why would you go to a foot doctor?
Not orthopedic.
Or a podiatrist. Like,
no, orthopedic is the joints.
Well, yeah. You're right. I was thinking orthotics. I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, see, I tell you, everyone has a skepticism about it. I actually have done it. I think it's great. I think it works for me. That's kind of the same thing with, like, Chinese medicine. I feel that we need to have more doctors who prescribe to that type of medication and who prescribe to that way of thought. Because there are certain medications, like, you know, that... There are certain treatments that could really heal you that are food-based or that are drink-based. Like, you know, being with this whole, like, having Hashimoto's or whatever, and all of the research that I've done, a lot of it, the research that I've done has come back saying that, you know, it's all about your health and your gut and whatever. And how do you get that? Like, you only get that. I know. You only get that by the stuff that you eat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how else are you going to get a healthier stomach if you're not going to eat? So if you kind of, I mean, if you think about it, that sort of makes, you know, sense. Like, why would you not want to eat something that's going to make you healthy? Why wouldn't you want to drink something that's not going to make you healthy, you know, that's going to make you healthy? So I feel like Western medicine doesn't give the opportunity for that to play in because they're so, like, by the book. If it's not in this book and if it doesn't tell you in, you know, black and white, it doesn't exist. And I don't feel that that's right.
Because I was also thinking of acupuncture, because that's something else my insurance covers, but I've never done that, but I've heard it's, like, really relieving.
I'm actually about to go start doing that.
I don't know where to go. Should I go to an Argyle somewhere?
There's a place in Evanston that does it.
Is it, maybe it's the same place where the chiropractic
place is. Yes, because this place is it's an acupuncturist / chiropractor as well.
Is it something wellness?
Yes, probably some wellness bullshit. It's probably the same place that you were looking
at. Yeah.
Yeah. The only reason I didn't make an appointment was because it's a little expensive. And I wasn't sure how much my insurance was covering. But I know they cover chiropractic appointments. So I just have to figure out how much is my copay. That's all. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I would recommend it. Go try it out. And if you don't like it, don't go back, obviously. But I think you're fine. You'll definitely notice a difference, for sure.
Well, I also have bad posture at work. That's another thing, is I've been trying to...
So that yoga ball with that would
help? I wanted to do that, but I don't think my work will allow us to sit on those.
Really?
I think we have to sit on our ergonomically correct seats.
Well, if you have ergonomically correct seats, then you shouldn't have any back problems.
Well, I don't sit in it correctly.
Oh, well.
That's the problem. So.
I'm wondering what we should do for Dindin.
I don't know. Big booty.
Big to that booty. So, I don't know. I think you'd be fine. I really do. I think you
should. So, I want other people's opinions, too. So, you guys email me or tweet me or... whatever. Let me know. Oh, also, you know, leading into this tweeting and email, we got 2 more reviews on iTunes.
Did we?
Yeah.
Good
they're
ones?
They're good ones.
Oh, yay. Did
so, we'll read those on the next one.
Yeah. Do we know by any chance?
I think one of them. I can't remember who they are right now, but...
But is that one person that people. You think you know? Is it someone I would know, too?
Probably.
Okay.
Not in real life, like in person, but through podcasting.
Through podcasting, got it. Oh my god, it's so much fun. Thanks for the reviews. Keep them coming. So what do you think about... Okay, first of all, we didn't talk about Pride. Because we haven't done a show since
right.
then. So how was Pride?
It was excellent. Hold on, I'm messaging Tony because he's asking me where I am. It was good. I think this was the best Pride I've been to because I was in a shade. And I didn't have to, like, be in the sun or wear... I still wore sunscreen, but it wasn't bad. The parade was a little long, so we left, like, before it ended because we couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
We're like, gay parades are the longest parades ever. I don't know why, because everything else we do pretty quickly. Hook up, sex, move in, move out.
Is it the 3-1-2-3 dump?
Right.
Ew.
That's so hilarious.
But it was good. Over 1 million people showed up this year to the parade.
Yeah,
which was crazy.
Yeah, that's a record-setting number because last year's was, I think, 800-900.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why they made it longer, because it was just impossible to keep it with the amount,
contained.
The way that they had it before. I mean, the bitches were falling off floats, people were fighting. I mean, it was just...
And they said crazy. They were going to control the drinking. No. People were drinking all over the place. The police officers don't care.
Did you fucking see... They smashed a police officer's car.
Right.
Like, how are they going to control the fucking drinking? I mean, it's just like... I just felt like that was just a way for the city to try to make more money. And I'm sure that they made some extra little cash.
Well, they only arrested 8 people.
Yeah, but this didn't involve an arrest. It was just a citation. So if you had...
The people that smashed the car?
No. The people that were caught drinking...
Uh-huh.
...were cited. So if you, like, were caught with alcohol and an alcoholic beverage, you were cited... you were given a ticket for $1,000. That's what the...
Well, they did not definitely... Oh, one lady did. Like, a lady, like, fell out of the parade and was starting to have a heat exhaustion or whatever. And she was, like, throwing up all over the place and was right next to us. And luckily, the people that were next to us were, like, nurses, so they knew exactly what was, you know, going on with her.
Those but are the motherfuckers you want to be right next to.
They had to bring out the little squad car thing and take her out. And she was waving like she was on the float. Just like...
Fucking hi. Stupid bitch. You deserve to fall off of that goddamn thing. Was she drunk?
No, I don't... She didn't seem drunk to me. They gave her water and she just kept
throwing
up.
They never seem drunk. They never seem drunk.
Although the first year I was here at the parade, like, I even think, like, everyone was drunk inside the parade.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't think anyone was sober.
Oh, my God. They're always fucking... Well, I think now the reason why they don't drink... I would say the reason why a lot of people probably don't drink a lot on the floats is because it's fucking longer. Because now it starts from Montrose all the way, and it goes through Broadway, you know, goes to Broadway, what is it, Montrose, to Halsted, all the way to Belmont up, down to Broadway, then all the way to Diversity. That's a long ass
parade.
That's like fucking New York
style. And they reduced the parade by like 50 floats.
Exactly.
So...
And it was still like 18 hours. Motherfuckers were out there at 1 o'clock in the morning talking about, is this parade done? Like...
And you know what else sucks is all along Halsted that the alderman said no alcohol sales that day. So you couldn't, like, you know that Whole Foods is right there on Halsted?
Oh, they
there
couldn't,
was no
couldn't
alcohol.
Sell, oh, well, that's actually, I agree with that. I'm okay with that. Because I'm telling you, all it does is... perpetuate them fucking drunk motherfuckers. Oh, hello. Hello, arms.
Mm.
All it does is perpetuate that fucking drunk messiness. And there is nothing like a sweaty, sticky, messy queen. Ugh. Drunk, reeking of all kinds of alcohol and vomit.
Crying.
Probably pissed on himself. Ugh. And you know what the worst is?
You're so judgmental.
The worst, totally. The worst are the straight girls.
They are the worst.
I'm sorry, you girls. They are the worst. Because they do not... They need to find them a good gay who will handle them.
Right.
Because let me tell you, if you are a straight friend of mine, and you're a female, and you get sloppy drunk, I'm going to slap your ass right into a motherfucking cabin.
Sloppy drunk. Talking about, wow, these are my faggots! Woo! No, you can't do that.
No. Or trying to make out with everybody.
Yeah.
No.
Why are you trying to make out with all my gay friends?
Your ass is going to get slapped into a taxi cab and sent on your merry fucking way. You're going to be riding that float to your house.
Uh-huh.
No. I did that to a couple of Marys. I'm not here to babysit your ass.
I'm not trying to look stupid because of you.
I'm not here to babysit your ass, but I'm going to be a good friend enough to slap your ass and put you in a cab. I remember one of my friends, he got so fucking drunk. I mean, we were at Sidetrack for maybe like, I don't know, maybe 15, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes at best. And we had maybe 3 drinks. And he was swerving back and forth. And I'm like, God, are you fucking trying to dodge bullets? No, I'm drunk. I'm really drunk already. I didn't eat anything. I'm like, why do you come out when you don't eat? We already talked about this shit. So he continued to get another drink. And so I continued to happily tell him, if you continue to drink and don't pace yourself, I'm going to stick your ass in the cab and I'm going to send you home. And he was like, no, I'll be fine. Half an hour later, mind you, this is a total of an hour that we're at the bar. He was so drunk, he could barely stand. So I was like, no, girl, you're going to go home. No, I want to stay out.
Can somebody really get drunk in 30 minutes?
He must have been downing them really fast, or he must have gotten something that was really strong. Because he used to like getting like Long Island iced teas, and that shit, I'm sorry. But yeah, you drink 3 of those, and you're going to be, that'll put you quickly on your ass.
You know what that would do to me? Give me severe heartburn.
Oh, I know, right? It's because of the brown liquor that's in it.
They also put like that acidic shit in there too.
Well, they put sugar in it, like simple syrup, and
it never tastes like tea. I don't even know why they call it that.
Well, because that's the whole point. It's supposed to.
Well, oh, is it called Long Island iced tea? Because that's what it tastes like. Because the water is from Long Island.
I'm not even going to entertain that. That's probably
what it is. I'm not even going to entertain that. Oh my God, y'all! I'm about to fall out.
But God no. He like I got him in a cab, and I told the cab driver. I said he lives on. Where did he live? Belmont. He lives near Belmont, and like after Pulaski. He'll tell you where to get to from there. And he was like, the guy with the taxi driver was like, but he's a little drunk. I don't give a shit. That's not my problem. He'll tell you how to get there. Bye, girl. He's like, no. And he's like, mind you, he's like this. And I wish y'all could see this in video. He was like this. No, girl. Don't leave me. No, girl. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Clunk. Send him home. And so I called his boyfriend. And I was like, Johnny, I was like, Sergio is really fucking drunk. I put him in a cab. He couldn't control his liquor. He couldn't control himself. So he's on a cab on the way there. He's like, oh my God, are you with him? I was like, no. It is like 11:30. And he's like, oh my God, I can't believe he got drunk so fast. Dude, he fucking got to, I don't know how he
got
to.
Was he Twinkie?
No. He was probably like a little thinner than I was. But he finally got to his place. He didn't have any cash on him.
Okay. Oh.
First of all. Second of all, okay, get this. Johnny waits for him downstairs. And he literally, as he's waiting for him downstairs, Sergio opens the cab door and pukes all over.
Well, at least it wasn't in the cab, because now you pay $100 for that when that happens.
Yeah, that's gross.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, you kind of deserve to pay $100 because that's fucked up. Well, like they have to clean it. Like,
ew, I would die.
I mean, it's $100. That's a little expensive, I think. But
we're in the right part of town. I can already tell.
But
yo, people.
Yeah. Oh, so fucking ghetto.
Love it.
I don't even know if there's gonna be parking in the front.
At your house?
Yeah.
Well, just park beside a car and put your blinkers on.
No, I can park by the...
Oh, that's cheap for cherries.
Oh, that's a cheap cherry.
4 pineapples for $5?
Yeah. You could also get salmonella.
How can you get salmonella?
Oh, he was cute.
Please answer how you're going to get salmonella from a pineapple that's not even cut.
I'm just saying.
It was just you would never go to a fruit stand and buy something like that?
No, I would probably buy strawberries from there.
Pineapples.
Yeah, I would probably. But I know that you could probably get sick from it. Because it's sitting out in the heat.
Well,
it's kind of gross.
It was sitting out in the heat when it was growing in an orchard.
Mm, that is true. I don't know. I'd buy it. I'd buy one.
You're stupid. You need to get your face. You need stupid. To get your nose out of the air and come down to the real world.
Oh, really? As yeah. I'm moving back to my mom's house.
Yeah.
Yes, because I got to get my nose
out of the air.
Here, let me get that for you. Stupid. Oh, so he just totally passed the stop sign. Anyway. Oh, my God. I'm so tired. I'm exhausted. And, like, I literally was, like, when I was climbing in the van, I was trying so I could move stuff out. I literally was like, oh, my God. I can't even, like, do this anymore. I couldn't. I almost didn't have enough strength to push from one leg to the other so I can get in the van.
You didn't know your own strength? Whitney?
Yeah.
I don't know why people give that, like, song such a bad, review. I like that song.
Well, the song is okay, but she sounded horrible.
I liked it.
She was, like, sweaty, raspy.
How do you know she was sweaty when she was singing
it? Because I could just tell. I could just fucking tell. I could tell she recorded that motherfucker in a very enclosed space, and she was
sweating,
and just all kinds of clammy and shit.
They had to cut out Crack His Whack a few times.
Oh, I guarantee they had a fucking...
How many headbands do you think she soaked?
Dried down the microphone. Oh. Oh, poor Whitwit. I miss her.
Oh, she was gone too soon.
She too soon. That angel, that little birdie, they stole her too soon. Mm-hmm. Well, she stole herself from us too soon. That bitch was in the bathtub sniffing.
No, I don't think she was in the bathtub sniffing. I think she was just CPC tie and fell in the water.
No. Well, they said that they didn't find there wasn't enough water in there for her to have drowned. Well, that's not true, because I guess you could have...
If you turn upside down, fell asleep. Well, but
how do you do turn upside down in a fucking tub?
Well.
Not that that's impossible.
Ooh, I wonder if they have the corn.
They probably
in the
do.
Cups. What's that called?
Corn in a cup?
Oh, my God. He's...
Oh, he's kind of hot. We're not fucking walking all the way down to my mom's house.
Oh, it's still down a little bit more?
Hell yeah.
People take full advantage of this part.
Yeah.
Where's your mom's house?
My mom's house is right there. But I'm waiting for this tool bag to fucking walk with his children.
Oh, he's giving you a dirty look.
I don't give a shit. I'll fucking run.
Use a sidewalk.
Fucking douchebag.
All right, so we're going to close this out for right now. So all tell right. him bye, Roger.
Bye, Roger. Bye, everyone.
We'll talk to you later. We'll actually do a real show soon.
Yes, probably tomorrow.
Alrighty. Bye!
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.